Lamar's Fire and Rescue were called to the 200 block of 4th Street Southwest last evening at around 9 p.m. for a report of a natural gas leak. When they arrived at the scene, the strong smell of natural gas was present. They were told that a car had struck the gas meter next to the home, breaking off the gas line, but the car had fled the scene and was no longer within the immediate area. Neighbors say that they heard a bang, but when they looked outside, they did not notice anything. It was only after the natural gas smell became more present that neighbors realized what had happened and called the fire and rescue department. Fire and rescue personnel were able to shut off that gas. Mid-American Energy officials were notified and arrived at the scene to make the necessary repairs. A traditional holiday favorite event makes a return this year. The Pioneer Village Winter Wonderland is in its 29th year. Unfortunately, due to the COVID-19 virus, the event was canceled a year ago. However, folks can come back to the Plymouth County Fairgrounds during the next two weekends, December 4th and 5th, and again December 11th and 12th, to view all the activities, lights, and entertainment connected to the Pioneer Village Winter Wonderland. Bonita Davison is organizing the annual festival. She says this year the event will be similar to past years and following tradition. Inside Century Hall will be more than 70 decorated Christmas trees by various local organizations and businesses.
Pretty much the same as we've always had. Of course, you know, we couldn't have it last year because of COVID. So this year it'll be the same. We have probably 70 trees that are decorated by local organizations and local people in the Century Hall. And there's some really different, good, neat, unique ideas there.
Davison says that visitors will want to stop at the famous Round Barn and see the many Christmas decorations that fill the barn on both levels.
Both levels of the Round Barn are totally decorated. We have lots of animated things, lots of blow-ups, and just lots of different things to look at. You got to take your time when you go through there because there's stuff on each side, and to check it all out, it just takes a while to go through there. But it's always fun.
She says attendees to this year's Winter Wonderland event will be able to enjoy plenty of refreshments provided by different organizations.
In fact, Saturday night we have the pork producers, our local pork producers. They do ham sandwiches. They buy the hams and they serve the ham sandwiches. And there we have chips and pop to go along with that. And then the 4-H clubs donate lots of cookies to us. So we have lots of cookies donated. And then the other nights, the Sunday night and the next two nights, we will have hot dogs served in the Luxembourg building. So just stop in there. That's all a free will offering and lots of good food there. We have the Kiwanis Club makes the popcorn balls. The Action Kids do that for us. And so they really enjoy that. And we sure enjoy the popcorn balls when they get them done. The Lions Club does the popcorn for us, Dennis, and the Rotary does the cookies and the coffee for us. So I think those are the clubs and then, of course, Sportsman's, and that's where Santa's at. So the Sportsman's Club donates the building to us, and they help serve cookies and hot cider in there. And then Santa Claus is there to give out bags to the kids and to visit with each child on their wishes.
And Santa will be there on both weekends, both nights then, right?
Yeah, 5:30 to 8:30, Santa will be there.
This year's Winter Wonderland will also feature entertainment all 4 days inside the Century Hall.
I think we have some good entertainment this year. Janice Rinkin takes care of that. She pretty much takes care of all the entertainment out there. And I know there's a lot of local groups that donate their time and do their singing and their different things. I think we have the dance studios will be doing a couple nights, I believe. And so there should be lots of good entertainment out there. And we have lots of room for people to sit and with chairs set up for them. So I think you should be able to come and enjoy all that.
Bill and Janice Rinkin tells us more about the featured entertainment at the Pioneer Village Winter Wonderland for this weekend. Bill highlights the entertainment scheduled for Saturday.
At 6 o'clock, State Line Drifter Band starts. Brent Thompson drums, Scott Hall lead guitar and vocal, Anna Rose lead vocals, guitar, Dave Vera lead vocal and lead guitar, Jim Viet bass, Terry Dorr rhythm guitar, Nancy Rogers vocal. That's for 1 hour. 7 o'clock, Denise Coker, piano students from Merrill. They will do their recital. At 7:30, Marlon Rankin, Max Eisma, Henry Rankin, deck of cards. Henry Rankin will recite the Pledge of Allegiance. At 8 o'clock, the State Line Drifters Band come back and finish the night.
Janice Rankin tells us of the entertainment lined up for Sunday's evening.
The Central Academy dance team under the direction of Beth Rudin and Amy Davison. That's at 5:30 to 6. 6 o'clock is Monty and Lisa Lucas and Erickson from Craig, Iowa. And Rose Heron will be singing also. And 7 o'clock is the 4-H Club, Stanton Lucky Clovers. And 7:30 is Ellen Anderson. He'll have a message of Christmas. And then 8 o'clock, Monty Erickson and Sons will finish the night.
Davison says that there will also be horse-drawn wagon rides along with photo opportunities. And as she mentioned, the resident of the North Pole will be available all 4 days to visit with children.
Santa Claus is there to give out bags to the kids and to visit with each child on their wishes. 5:30 to 8:30, Santa will be there. So he will be just waiting for them patiently.
In addition, she says that children can also go to the toy club and select the stuffed animal that they may keep. The Pioneer Village Winter Wonderland will begin at 5:30 p.m. and will remain open until 8:30 p.m. Davison says that the event is free of charge. However, free will donations are always welcomed. Christmas is a time for renewed hope, but unfortunately, it is not always filled with joy for everyone. For many, the holidays, for one reason or another, can be a depressing time. To counter those feelings, St. John's Lutheran Church of Lamars will be again hosting their annual Blue Christmas worship services. The special service is scheduled for this coming Sunday, December 5th, beginning at 3 p.m. Mike Rathke serves as the church's musical director and explains the purpose of the Blue Christmas worship services.
The Blue Christmas worship service is just something that acknowledges that the holidays can be a hard time for many people. Often we struggle with the loss of loved ones or depression, mental health issues. Particularly this year with the pandemic and many issues related to that, loss of jobs and sickness. So it's a year when we need a message of hope.
Rathke says that the Blue Christmas service has been around for a few years.
This has been a number of years. The program, probably over the last 6-7 years, we've had Blue Christmas services. Last year we did not have one, but it's been a tradition at St. John.
Rathke talks more about the special service aimed at those people feeling depressed.
When we come together, we sing songs, Christmas carols, we have prayers. We have a particularly poignant point during the service where during the singing of Silent Night, people can come up and light candles, either in memory of loved ones or other losses that they're struggling with. So it's just a chance for people to be together and, you know, have other people with them who are standing in solidarity with them. So to let them know there's hope.
The St. John's Lutheran Church musical director explains how the Blue Christmas worship service is different from other holiday-themed worship services.
Well, again, it's sort of a quiet, contemplative service. We have soft piano music, and it's kind of a smaller, more intimate experience. Not necessarily the joy of the brass bands and choirs of Christmas, but just a more reflective, quiet service.
Rathke says everyone is welcome to attend a Blue Christmas service beginning at 3 p.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church. Tonight will be the Lamars Christmas Lighted Parade, which will begin from the 8th Street Boulevard and heading north on Central Avenue. Entries are asked to be in line by 5 p.m., with the parade scheduled to start at 6 p.m. Joel Johnson is assisting with the organization of the annual parade. He says the parade will feature some new entries, as well as many of the longtime traditional favorites. Johnson says that there are some new rules that he hopes all parade entrants will follow.
Probably one of the most important parts about the parade is that if we're going to pass out candy, we need to have someone physically take it to the curb. You know, because the parade takes place in the dark, we really want to be careful with that. So that's first and foremost. The second is there's no registration. There's no fee. You just show up. 5 o'clock, we start to line up on the boulevard, and then we'll help direct you into the parade at 6.
The Sons of the American Legion have asked that we announce that because of the parade scheduled to start at 6 p.m., their monthly pork loin dinner will now begin at 5 p.m. this Saturday night. Mark Henges tells us more.
We thought we'd kick off the pork loin supper a half hour early to accommodate some of the parade goers for the lighted parade. So we're going to kick that off at 5 o'clock instead of our normal 5:30. So we'll run from 5 to 7. or until we're out. So we just want to invite anybody that wants, that's out and about, to stop on in, $10 a plate, and have yourself a meal on.
And she says that the meal will consist of a cut of pork loin, baked potato, coleslaw, and a dinner roll. He says that the funds from the dinner are then distributed back to the community, as the Sons of Legion will identify various charity organizations and make contributions.